23. Numbers chapter 23.
Let's go to verse 4.
Wow, what a song.
Can you come to our Chinese underground church and sing that song? We'll give you a one-week ticket there, but the Chinese will fly you home. Okay. Father, thank you for your word
giving us the
words again tonight. Thank you for your powerful message this morning. There's all kinds of figures and numbers there, and the tribes, of Israel that were in the tabernacle. And if you add them up with all the figures and specifics, you will see that there were three tribes from the north,
the east, на западе около
100,000 человек.
На юге было меньше
150,000 человек. Around the tabernacle in the middle of the tree. Draw a line between the door and the tabernacle.
Часть его увидишь.
Отсюда увидишь.
He is a curse above us.
проклятием тишина.
There's John. John. There he is. Oh, John. Give John a hand. Scan him, John. There he is. No. That's right. We're clapping to the Lord. Amen. All right, so start the season as we call Pastor Duke, the Duke of York. That's the title. He's already more than that. He's a real brother.
All
the pastors are here. This group, huh? Raised up by Christ himself. Nurtured in the garden of God. Leads through him. No, not leads. Excuse me. Remember when the Lord was facing me? Pastor Gary is here. He's notice right here. You want to stand up, Pastor Gary? I want to welcome you. Look at you. God bless you. When the Lord was facing dead, he appeared in the garden. And wasn't Mary the one that mistook him for the garden? But actually, she moved. Because he is a gardener. He's in the garden. He's the gardener. And we are his plants. Forgive me, I don't have my sport coat, my cool tie, my suit coat. I don't know where it is. Yeah. Bell, don't talk like that.
Bell, that's what I'm going to go at it.
I lived here. It wasn't there. In my office? Yeah. Okay. I didn't see it. Visually impaired. Okay. So, we're ready to go. James chapter 3. And we're going to continue on our theme on the spiritual life that we started actually 10 days ago. I've been the pastor here for 11 days. Wow, what a long time. Okay. All right, so. And we actually have a sense of direction from the Lord in leading us and teaching us and guiding us and relearning. Yes, you have good ideas, by the way. One of them is on Sunday having a video of Pastor's old classic message every Sunday. And they have been called Sunday Cinema. Yeah, Sunday afternoon cinema. And it'd be optional. You can come in and watch the film. Not real old, but awesome. Boy, if you listen to APD on Friday morning, it was good. So we want to do that. I want to relearn everything that I've learned. Yeah, I'm so excited about it in my heart. And we just love what the Holy Spirit Spirit teaches us.
Another
idea we have is for young preachers, we have every Sunday, we have our preaching board session.
The
seminar on Sunday afternoon,
for 2 years,
raising up seeing the Lord and his other preachers. So, one of them has a Sunday too, and you have the option to come in and listen to one of these young men preach a message. Tomorrow night is the open forum on Christian Day School. That's important.
So here we are.
And we want to learn and walk. And our tongue is important. And here we have James 3. This is not the tongue message. The tongue message from I think it is now.
It's
just to introduce the chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, be not many ministers, many teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. We have a responsibility as a teacher with words that we share, the thoughts that we communicate. Verse 2, many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a
truth
and able also to bridle the whole body. He is a mature man if he is able to control his tongue. But then in Psalm 39, the psalmist said,
Verse 12,
the mouth of man is a tree of life.
человек, как Дева
Жизнь.
Это источник для движения. Это служение Духа. Возможно, служение Духа Божьего. То, что мы говорим. И в чем наше исповедание очень важно для нас.
When we listen to Luke 8:18, Jesus said, "Be careful. What you hear, do you remember? What you hear not, is it not the verse? How we hear? How we hear? But I like this one. What you hear? Because my ears and my mouth are somehow connected. What comes in my ears will also be what comes out. What comes in my heart and what comes out of my mouth. That is why Jesus said, I esteem your words more than the necessary food.
Насущную еду,
are unruly.
Языки внутри людей неуправляемы.
Deuteronomy 1, verse 29, Jesus said to the Jewish people, you remember in your tents.
I did not understand your
Why aren't they buying our wings? What is it that they are talking about? And that is like us in this world. We are walking in the world. We are really kind of detached from what the world has to offer us. In another language that we cannot understand. We're talking about our Savior. Love and fervor. We're talking about vision and faith. What's he got to do with my prayer? I thought my prayer was a holy prayer. And that's between God and the believer and the Holy Spirit. And he can listen to me all day long, but he cannot understand. He has no prayer. And I don't even know how present he is there. He has absolutely nothing to do with it. Get the Egyptians out of the house. Joseph is revealing himself to his brethren. And Egyptians have to fight
union and violation. Потому что они особо общились с братьями его,
мы
молимся, и общего с
братьями,
мы понимаем нашей веры, мы говорим мудрость, с нашим словом, в нашем
языке. He said, speak with new tongues. Only one of them. It's not only Acts 2. It's 19. I think it is the first word of God. It's the tongue of faith. It's the tongue of love. It's the tongue of covering. It's covering. It's a time where you're not investigating somebody's iniquities like the Psalm 64. The wicked, they are looking for the iniquities and trying to find the adultery. Ours are not that. Occupied with faith. Occupied with faith. The saints, and not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world, who comes to nothing.
Мы можем не видеть всего, не войти в его присутствие, не мудрость Божия, тайна. Откровенно,
который
предназначен Бог
для
веков нашей.
We speak about eternal life.
Like
it's real.
It's
hidden wisdom. Revealed to us.
We
speak about a Savior. God is a Savior who lived 2,000 years ago and is gone.
We speak wisdom and
mystery. Our Savior is here. He's not the candlesticks. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He is
wisdom and mystery. That's the anointing that is our teacher in 1 John 2:27. And this is our fellowship.
And
it's so refreshing.
And
it meets us in new language.
Our
language isn't part
способности свои, а нам Бог открыл это Духом Своим, ибо Дух и знаем глубины Божие. Он откроет нам Своим Духом.
And we'll walk out of here. Sometimes, even though you can sky off the ground, like it's happened to many different times in our spiritual life. Like as far off the ground, we are amazed. We are so encouraged. We are so blessed. And we cannot understand how much we love coming into this place. Many people driving by. Why are there so many cars
twice
a day on Sunday? Why are there so many cars on a Wednesday
machine?
Why are those people happy when they leave the
house?
How come they carry Bibles? Why are they talking about God? There's something unique and special about us. We
are
each other. And then all this stuff is not apart. But you don't spread it all over the world. You're a brother alone. Thank you for coming to me and talking to me. I am open. I am available. Please talk to me. I love you. God loves me. He loves you. How can we walk on this earth? I just can't believe we're understanding. We're not speaking wisdom among each other. Remember, ten is the deep things of God.
Глубины Божьи, как нам Дух Божий. Глубины Божьи.
Long noses, blue eyes, round eyes, blonde hair,
blue
eyes,
A whole
new world of faith for you. You might say, I'm not good enough. That's true. None of us are. That's why it's easy to keep grace. You might say, I'm not disciplined enough. I cannot do it any good. That's true. You can't. You can't either. It's all by grace. You'll be amazed at the grace you give for you. You'll be amazed at what Jesus will say to you. You'll be amazed at how all your sins are washed away. And you're filled with the Holy Spirit. By the grace of God, you say to Jesus, save me. Cause my sin away, give me this gift of eternal life to God, raise your hand, and say to him, and we'll give you, I'm sure, we'll give you a word of counsel, just raise your hand, I want Jesus in your life tonight. On Sunday night, what month is it, May? It's May 1st, month of May, and Sunday night in the year 2005. Write it down in your Bible and write it down in your first day. Raise your hand, please. And Father, we pray for God's students tonight. Pray for comfort, courage, and blessing. We pray. These are missionaries for us this week. Organizational, communication, edification, vision, our staff here. With focus, spirituality, focus, God's love, motivation, courage, because we have a calling in our hearts from you. Bless our people. We ask you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You stand, greet one another, and say thank you, God. Say to your sister and brother, thank you, Lord.